word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Psalm 34. You can hear all of the messages in this series if you go to the website at www.considerhisword.org. You'll find many things there, but if you click on radio programs, you can find all the programs in this series and many others there as well. In fact, all the programs are there. If you go look at again, www.considerhisword.org. Today is the last day that we're offering our prayer journals, two of them. We've been offering these prayer journals for several months, and we've given out many of them, and we have enough left. We think we can get to the end of the year. For this week only, and this is the last time we're doing this year, is if you just simply write to us and ask, we'll send you two of the little prayer journals. Now, these little prayer journals are small. They're about the size of a 3x5 card, roughly. They'll fit in a shirt pocket. They'll easily fit in a purse or something like this. And a place where you can write down. When somebody says, pray for me, you can write down these prayer requests. And remember to pray for them. I carry one of these around, and I carry one with me to prayer meeting on Wednesday night at our church. And I write all of our prayer requests down in this little prayer journal, and then I remember to pray for them all week long. And so write to us. You can get two of them now. I'm sending you two so you can have one for yourself and be able to give one to a friend. These would be great to stick into maybe a Christmas card or something like that and to give to one of your friends or perhaps someone in your family. So there's three ways you can get them. Number one, you can just email me. We get email, just send it right to considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Secondly, again, you can go to the website and just contact us through the website. There's a place there you just click on, contact us, and you can write to us. In fact, we get many responses from the website and people requesting their prayer journals that way. The third way is to just simply write to me. Send me a note, letter. Yeah, I'd love to get a Christmas card. Let us know where you're hearing the program, what radio station you're listening to the program today on, and just simply write to us. The address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. We look forward to hearing from you. Now remember, when you write, we'll send you two of the prayer journals. Today is the last day, so write to us as soon as you can. We'll get these out to you. Psalm 34, what a beautiful psalm. We've been studying it the last couple of weeks, and I want to go back and read the first 8 or 10 verses of the psalm, and then kind of pick up where we left off. Today we'll finish this little study in Psalm 34. I want to begin reading in verse 1, Psalm 34. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lighted. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I love that last part. Shall not want any good thing. It means God's going to provide it for you. Now in this psalm, we looked at, first of all, an invitation to praise, which was, well, magnify the Lord with me. And then we looked at an invitation to prayer, where David shared his testimony of answered prayer. Today, we're going to look at an invitation to God's provision. The psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, it's difficult many times for people who are not saved, people who are not Christians, it's difficult for them to understand the joy of the abundant life and the excitement, and why Christians can get so excited about things that to much of the world just seem foolish. In fact, the Bible says that the preaching of the gospel is foolishness to them that perish. You know, we go to church and we sit down in a pew, sometimes a hard pew, sometimes not. We listen to people sing and we sing together. And then we hear a man preach, sometimes yelling at us, sometimes rebuking us. And we'll walk out and say, boy, that was good. And the world doesn't understand that at all. You see, because they've got to experience the Lord Jesus Christ. To come to him and know what it is. And then they'll understand and say, oh, that's what it was all about. And they'll understand the excitement of going to the house of God and the thrill of reading the Word of God and be able to experience a relationship with the Creator of the whole world. That's why he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm reminded of a story I heard many years ago of a meeting that was being held somewhere out on the West Coast. It was a big meeting, and they were going to have a guest professor come and do a Vesper service. And so they sang some songs, and he was a preacher, or at least he claimed to be. And the problem was, when he got up to speak, he just began to tear up the gospel and said, the gospel doesn't mean anything. You don't need to listen to the gospel. In fact, he began to describe that God was not what the Bible says, and it was just crazy, some of the things that he was saying. Although he was supposed to be encouraging people, he was just being very discouraging about knowing the Lord and about who God is. And, you know, I've experienced that myself a time or two, expecting to hear the Word of God and find somebody who doesn't even believe God. And as the man finished just berating Christianity and the Bible, a man stood up in the back of the auditorium, and he had an apple in his hand. As people watched him, he took a bite of that apple and began to chew. And he said, sir, he said, can you tell me, is this apple good or is it sour? He goes, well, how can I tell? He said, I haven't tasted it. He said, neither have you tasted my Jesus. You see, you've got to taste the Lord. You've got to experience the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that experience, you begin to see how God satisfies. You see, here's where the provision is. The main part of this verse, I think, is the provision of God's satisfaction in life. You realize people, the reason that they're so restless and why they're so empty and sometimes they're looking for something, it's because they're not satisfied with life. Listen, I'm not talking about being satisfied with a job or being satisfied with a relationship. I'm talking about being satisfied in life. And when you receive Christ as your Savior and you walk with the Lord, you'll find that he fills that satisfaction. The Bible says that blessed is the man that trusts the Lord. What a great message. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. And what a blessing is. How the word blessed here has to do with being happy and being joyful in knowing the Lord and see the joy and happiness the world doesn't know about because they haven't tasted him. But when you trust the Lord, you find a blessedness in life. Then you see that God provides everything that we need. I love that verse over just a chapter or two over in Psalm 37, verse 25. Again, David said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. God provides, and God can provide for you. Although you may be suffering and though you think you may be hurting, God can provide for you. He'll provide for you, first of all, that satisfaction in life that we're talking about. But I think it's more than that. You see, as you walk with the Lord and you understand His will and you're walking in His will, you'll see that the Lord will bless you with things that you even just wanted. There's a great verse in the scripture that says, delight thyself in the Lord. Again, it's just over in Psalm 37. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of your heart. Now you see, He's not going to give you the desires of your heart if they're desires of lust and of greed and of covetousness. Many times we're taught in the scripture that we are to pray according to His will and pray according to His way. And when we do that and we pray according to His will, sure, there's things that we want. And you'll see God begin to provide them. And they may not be exactly what you want, but God knows what you need. And God will fill that need and satisfy that need and satisfy that longing. You see, sometimes you'll come to God and He'll take away the desire for that thing because He knows that you can't use it. You don't need it. God knows what you're going to do with it, and He's not going to let you just be a waster of His blessings, as it were. So God provides. If you'll just trust Him. The Bible says, several times it says to trust the Lord, to trust the Lord, to seek the Lord. Notice all of these have to do with experiencing God and walking with God and knowing God. It's easy for people who know the Lord to talk about how He's blessed them and to give testimonies and be excited about the things of God. And the world looks and wonders, what are they talking about? How can that be any good? Well, come and taste, and you will see that the Lord is good. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.